Anti-imperialist Sylvia Baraldini is currently serving 43 years in prison on conspiracy charges arising from the 1979 prison escape of Black Liberation Army leader Assata Shakur and an alleged armed car robbery. In the early 1980s, she was convicted in New York federal court of several RICO, that is, Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organizations Act, violations. After 2.5 years in general prison population in Pleasanton, California, Baraldini was visited by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, with whom she refused to speak. Baraldini was transferred to the Underground Sensory Deprivation Unit at Lexington, Kentucky. There have been moves to have Sylvia transferred to prison in Italy, moves that have now been denied by the United States government.
Well, the way it first came about was as a creative means to get her out of the terrible conditions that are placed upon political prisoners and actually all prisoners within the United States federal prison system. She was in the underground unit in Lexington. The conditions were outrageous. They were outlawed by the United Nations. And since she was an Italian citizen, it became clear that the best thing would be to have her transferred. The Italian government, in fact, made the application to the United States, and the United States turned that application down.
Frankly, we were absolutely astonished on the motivation, because I quote, "We deny the transfer of Mrs. Baraldini. This decision is based on our concern that should she be returned to Italy, Mrs. Baraldini is likely to serve a sentence substantially shorter. Such a result would be unacceptable."
The fact of the matter is that what she was convicted of doing was an attempted armed robbery which never took place.
This was, for me, a horror story in the beginning. As far as concerned United States media, no one knows what is the life of political prisoners.
The situation here is, you know, we have draconian sentences and absolutely torturous prisons.